Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and non-cat owner, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, They Called the Cops on the Cat. I've never been owned by a cat. I don't have the courage to have a creature in my house that can outthink me. And now I know, I'm damn sure I don't want anything that can outfight me either. One of the funniest news stories I've heard all year, maybe even this decade, is the one about the 22-pound house cat in Oregon that held his family hostage in their bedroom. That's funny on its face, and even more hysterical when you know the facts. Apparently, the cat scratched the family's 7-month-old baby in the face. The baby's fine, but as of this writing, could not be reached for comment. The father then kicked the cat in the ass, which sent the cat into a rage. Okay, animal lovers, we all know that this is no way to treat a furry friend in our care, but as an in-the-moment reaction from a freaked-out father, it happened, so let's deal with the aftermath. Be honest. If someone kicked you in the ass in your own house, you might flip out too. What more a being that believes itself to be superior to its human servants? The cat got kicked in the ass and went all Rambo, Kaiser Soze, Pulp Fiction. Have I covered all the generational pop culture references? I can imagine the cat saying, oh, it's like that? Bring it on, bitches. I'll hack up hairballs on every motherfucker in here. This cat had the entire family, including the dog, cowering behind a closed bedroom door. I saw a picture of the dog. It was one of those small Paris Hilton purse pups. The cat outweighed him and the baby. I bet the dog was the first one to run and hide. I imagine him saying, listen, I tried to tell y'all something wasn't right with this damn cat, but do y'all listen to me? No, you let him stay. Then he go and kick him in the ass? I'm not dealing with that. That's on you. I'ma be here under the bed. If you know what I know, you better call the cops. And call the cops they did. There's no funnier sentence in the English language right now than they called the cops on the cat. It makes me giggle every time. You can hear the cat hissing in the background of the recorded 911 call. If translated, I bet he's saying, go ahead, call the cops. I don't give a fuck. They don't scare me. I've done time, son. You better tell them to come with it, because I'm done playing with you baby-feeding, dog-loving, cat-ass-kicking motherfuckers. The police came and somehow managed to get the cat into a pet carrier. Video of that process would be priceless. But instead of taking the cat with a history of violence into custody, he was left in the care of his family. Perhaps the police knew they didn't have a jail cell secure enough to hold this feline felon. Perplexingly, the family has decided to keep the cat. Is this classic behavior for people caught up in an abusive relationship or what? He's sorry, Your Honor. He didn't mean to hurt me. He's got a lot on his mind. Clearly, this family, pets included, need counseling. They also need to put this 22-pound cat on a diet. If they can get him down from heavyweight to welterweight, they might have a fighting chance the next time Fluffy gets feisty. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer and stand-up comic a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.